We are recording. Okay, so please continue.
I worked with Ellen Moore at the probate court. She was the clerk, I was the assistant clerk, and I worked part-time. And she used to tell me stories about New Milford, the way it was way back when.
Mm-hmm.
I was from New York City, so it was just so different for me. One example was she would come home from school and she'd want to talk to a friend on the telephone.
Right.
And she'd pick up the phone and the operator would say something like, "Hello, Ellen." And then she didn't know if she was listening enough. So anyhow, but this printout, Ellen did herself.
Oh, great. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
She just recently passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just thought that this would be so interesting for you. And you know, I'm not going to read the whole thing to you.
No, feel like you have to. I mean, that's fine. We'll have it. We'll add it to the
archive. Yeah. So she and Suzanne Powers were absolutely wonderful. Suzanne Powers, of course, being the probate judge. And they just ran that court beautifully. And they were wonderful people to work with.
So what, your friend, what is your first memory of her?
Of Ellen Moore?
Yeah.
I was intimidated by it, to be honest. She's probably one of the most intelligent women I've ever known.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I was intimidated by her. But she came across, and we did passports there, and a lot of people came in for their passports, and
mm-hmm.
did children's matters, and
so
she was...
No, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I find it fascinating that it was... You approached me about preserving these memories, and
mm-hmm.
I'm... Why is it important to you to preserve this?
Because I love the history of this town. I love the history of New York. I love the history of New Milford. And I just think that people such as yourself like the history. You would find these stories fascinating about way back when she lived on a farm. And just, it's very nice when she was a young girl. And it's very nice.
That's great. Great. And actually, I didn't have you introduce yourself, so if you could just give your name.
Oh, sure. My name is Ellen Mullane.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to chat a little bit about your history in New Milford, Ellen?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my husband and I, as I said, we're both from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and his wife and family lived over in Brewster.
Okay.
And then we decided we were going to move up to Connecticut because my husband's job took him up here. So we started off down in Fairfield County and gradually worked our way up to Litchfield where we could afford the taxes. And my brother said, "You're moving to New Milford? You're going north of us? You thought we were in the country. Just wait." But we used to listen to Wine Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if you know of it. But they would announce the cows were loose that morning from the farm. And oh, my gosh.
What was it like coming from the city and interacting with that? I mean, like... Because you're from the city, I'm assuming?
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
And sort of all of a sudden being in the country, was it a culture shock?
It was. My husband and I thought, well, we'll join a bowling league
okay. To
get to know people. And we went down there, and everything closed early. You couldn't buy a beer in the bowling alley. You had to go outside, go around the corner, and do that.
Right,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
What was that? When did you move to New Milford?
In 1971.
So what was New Milford like then?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. There was a house that's on Route 7. We used to say it was the most beautiful house in New Milford. Now, I think it's an antique shop now.
In front of Faith Church?
No, further up on the right.
Okay.
I think it belonged to Mr. Sloan, the pharmacist.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's whose house it was. And we used to drive by there, and especially at Christmas time. I can remember it now, the snow coming down and the four children, my husband and I in the car, singing a song about Christmas. And just, oh, it was just beautiful, just beautiful.
Do you, is there something that sort of drew you to New Milford? I mean, besides the low taxes or low affordability, I mean, was there something about the community that you liked?
Yes, we love the town green. Love the town green.
Mm-hmm.
And where we bought the property off on Indian Ridge Road, right off Pumpkin Hill Road, it was, we were the first people in that house. An interesting thing, we bought the house for $32,500. I think we sold it for $129,000. It is now for sale, the same house, $279,000. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But up behind us on Arrow Road, Lake Warramug was there,
mm-hmm.
down the cliffs. And a lot of people used to go there digging for arrowheads.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, a lot of people did that.
Oh, yeah. That's fascinating. Yeah.
And we were afraid our children would go back there.
Right.
Because one of their friends lived on that road. And so we walked them back there one day and we explained to them how the wolves come out there or whatever, well, the bear, whatever it was, something would come out there. So they never went beyond the point
right.
that we told them to.
Do you feel like as a as someone who grew up in the city that you were more cautious than, say, parents who grew up in the countryside being around all this?
Cautious in what sense?
I don't know, just like in that, like about the nature or about... I don't know, it's something that just occurred to me. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating.
So the Creamery Bridge was there.
Where's that?
That went over, when you come from Route 7 down past Phys Ed and you go over the, just by Harry Brook Park, okay. just beyond Harry Brook
Park,
there was a Creamery Bridge there. It was an old wooden bridge, and it would shake and rattle when you went over it. And we were so upset because we didn't know they were taking the bridge down. I don't have a picture of that. Right. I wish we had a picture of that.
Is this next to the old bridge that's sort of right next to Harry
no,
Park?
That's we used to take that bridge, too.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a kid.
Yeah, but before you got to that bridge, just the, you know, when you go into Harry now, the new entrance to Harry Brook Park.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Just... if you just drove past that.
Oh, okay.
Towards Pumpkin Hill Road. Mm-hmm. That's where the Creamery Bridge was.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Actually, one night our relatives went home. It was around the holidays. And the next morning we heard that there was an accident on the bridge and we were so worried about them. Something had happened on the bridge. And I guess maybe that's why they took it down. Yeah, I don't know. But we did know that they were taking it down.
Right.
Yeah.
What was it like being in a place that was so intimate compared to, say... Well, I guess the city actually can be very intimate, too. So I guess that's a bad question, but I'll continue with the thought. I mean, everybody knows each other. I mean, was that really different?
Well, in the neighborhood I grew up in Upper Manhattan, everybody knew everybody. Yeah. Yeah. So
it was sort of similar.
Same thing, yes. Yeah. And the interesting thing is after we moved up here, the girl across the street, we became friends. She had 5 children. We had 4 children. And my mother was up one day, and her father was up. Turned out we had lived across the street from each other at one point in the city, yes.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, my mother and her father would start to talk, and we realized.
Wow.
Yeah, small world.
Yeah, absolutely.
The older you get, the smaller the world gets. Yeah, yeah.
What is your... This is sort of the question that I ask everyone. What is your ideal New Milford? If you could... 50 or 100 years down the road, wave a magic wand and have New Milford be ideal, what would it be?
Oh, wow. I would like to see the green maintained. I'd like to see the old houses remain the same,
mm-hmm.
like South Main Street.
Have you seen a lot of change in the old houses, like a lot of loss when it comes to older architecture?
No, I think the Historical Society mm-hmm. stays up on that pretty well. Yeah.
Hmm. I think this is perfect.
Well, one other reason why we moved to New Milford, because the Catholic school was open, and the year our daughter was going to start the school, they closed the Catholic school.
What age did that go up to? What age did the Catholic school go up to? Was it just an elementary school?
It went from kindergarten to 8th grade, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
St. Francis.
Oh my gosh.
That was one of the main reasons why we moved up here.
So did you end up sending her to St. Joe's or?
No, we were going to, but we sent it to Hill and Plain instead. Yeah.
Did you like New Milford schools?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so.
Did she ever have Mrs. Hibbard or Mrs. Roberts?
Mrs. Roberts. Yeah.
Yeah. Mrs. Roberts is a
My son had Mrs. Roberts. She was wonderful. Do you know?
She's a Bridgewater resident, and she's pretty close to my grandmother.
Oh, really? I think she's living in Candlewood now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was great.
I've heard that she was a really great teacher.
She was.
Whip smart.
She was the grandmotherly type.
Okay.
Yeah. Which unfortunately nowadays, teachers are not supposed to hug the children.
Yeah.
Which is very sad because children need hugs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I worked at Holy Infant Nursery School for, I think, 8 years. And at some point the state came in and said, you're not supposed to hug the children. Well, if a 3 or 4 year old child is crying, you want to hug them.
Yeah.
And they need a hug.
Absolutely.
So we used to tell the parents, I don't know if this should be recorded.
No, that's fine.
But we used to tell the parents, we will hug your child if she cries or he cries. Yeah. And they said, please, please do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you, if you don't mind me asking, just because I'm interested in communities, did you go to St. Francis?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the old St. Francis? Was that there at that point in time?
No,
okay.
It was not. No. What I did there is I went to a stop smoking clinic. That was the only time I went there. The coach from WestCon, and who else? There was somebody else that ran a stop smoking clinic. They had a trash can outside the church. That was the only time I was in the church,
right.
that 1 week. And as people were going in, you dropped your cigarette pack in the trash can. And then just went in and...
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's too funny.
Yeah.
There's something. Oh, so working in town hall, what was that like? I mean, how long did you work in town hall?
Oh, I worked there for 10 years, at least 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you? So from about what date to when? What date?
Well, 1994 to 2004.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we still have a first selectman at that point in time, or is that had we just
no?
Over
we went into mayor then.
Okay.
I think we did. Yeah. Yeah, because Liba Furman was a mayor and Art Pytler was a mayor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Funny story about Liba Furman.
Yeah.
She probably would never remember this, but I was working late one night and I went out in the hallway and she said, Mullane, she said, Powers, Moore, and Mullane, the Irish Mafia working in the probate court. It was good. Yeah, it was funny.
That's very Liba.
Yeah.
Yes. She has a good sense of humor.
Yes.
Do you feel like, and this is not egging on politics at all, I'm just curious, because I hear this from people, do you think politics in New Milford is particularly visceral? I'm just working in town. I mean, not one side or the other, just in general.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Just ask.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do you have any other stories or even stories about your friends that you want to add?
Well, Ellen Moore, she retired. Excuse me. She had never married. She retired, and then she moved up to West Hartford.
Okay.
To be close to her sister and her nieces, and then she got sick, and her whole family was wonderful to her, her nieces and her sister, and she had written this out. I wish the date was on here, but it was a long time ago because it's typewritten and it's a carbon copy.
Right, right.
So that'll give you an idea. But she worked for the Board of Education for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll find this very interesting.
Absolutely, and it will be attached to your interview our conversation.
All right. So, okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop recording.
Okay.